Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
I'm Tiffany.
And today, Tiffany, yesterday, we should mention that we talked about pizza.
Right. We talked about different toppings on pizza.
Especially the famous Hawaiian pizza, which is from Canada. That's right. Ontario, Canada, kind of right there in the middle of the country. Not Hawaii. Mm-hmm. No surfing. Lots of snow. But yeah, a Greek guy in Canada invented Hawaiian pizza. So today, we're going to be looking at something that you might want to do after you eat an entire Hawaiian pizza or any kind of pizza, or any kind of pie as well. Mm-hmm. We're kind of going to be looking at exercise, especially a certain type of very common, very well-known exercise machine.
All right, right? So let's take a look.
Yeah.
Reading.
Fun facts. After a big meal of pizza, you can barely move. You've eaten so much that you decide to exercise in a bit. You promise yourself you'll run for at least 25 minutes on a treadmill. Still, you can't help but dread this activity. Why was this machine invented anyway? A. It was created to torture prisoners. B. It was created to be a fashionable piece of furniture. C. It was created to destroy files. Don't sweat it if you guessed A. The treadmill was invented in 1818 by English engineer Sir William Cubitt as a way to punish prisoners. Originally, the treadmill was a large wooden wheel that had 24 long spokes. Prisoners would stand on top of the wheel and turn it by stepping forward, as if going up the stairs. This labor was used to power mills and sometimes to grind grain. Early treadmills were eventually abandoned for being too cruel. However, when American Dr. Kenneth Cooper reintroduced them in the 1960s as an exercise tool, they became popular once again. Today, many people still consider using them a form of torture, though.
So yes, as we mentioned, after having a pizza, lots of people might feel like, well, that was a great pizza, but now I gotta go to the gym and I gotta start working off all that cheese and meat and bread and all that other good, delicious stuff. So, as the article begins, it says,
after a big meal of pizza, you can barely move. That's right. I think after any big meal, it's really hard to, you know, move yourself away from the couch.
You could flop over on the couch from the dining room, but that's about it.
Roll over to your bedroom.
Roll into bed. That's another good one.
So yeah, after a big meal of any sort, and here it says pizza, but any kind of big meal, you can barely move. Now, barely here is our vocabulary word. It's an adverb and it means hardly or scarcely used or done. Okay, so for example, like I said, I could barely recognize his new hair. I can hardly recognize him is what this means here. So I can't really tell who he is. I can't really recognize this person. Or have you ever done spinning before?
Spinning class? Like
yes.
Those bicycles where you pedal like a maniac?
Like crazy, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. For example, I couldn't barely walk after spinning class.
Or I could barely walk.
Yeah, I could barely walk.
Yeah, your muscles, your leg muscles especially, are getting beaten up in spinning class. Good exercise, but don't plan a hike the day after you do a big spinning class, because you can only roll down the hill, not climb up the hill. Anyway, so yes, after the big meal of pizza, you can barely move. We could also say you could hardly move, just a little bit. As Tiffany explained, you might be able to roll over to the sofa. And next we learn also, you've eaten so much that you decide to exercise in a bit. Okay. So that's the thought that might go through your mind. That was great pizza, but man, I don't want to put on a lot of weight. So you decide to exercise in a bit. That just means in a short while, in an hour or two, you might say, right, now I got to get out there and start running or something like that. But if you don't want to get out there, or if it's raining, or you don't live near a nice park, you might have another option.
Right, you can go to the gym. For example, it says you promise yourself you'll run for at least 25 minutes on a treadmill. Mm. Okay, so yes, after a big meal, you feel really guilty probably for eating too much. And then you tell yourself, I need to make a healthy decision. I need to make a, you know, good decision for myself. Maybe I need to exercise. So, yeah, you can run for a few minutes on a treadmill. You can go to the gym and run on a treadmill.
But no one really likes to run on a treadmill.
I don't really like running, to be honest.
Well, there's that, too. But treadmills especially are sort of an easy way to run, but probably the most boring way to run.
Yeah.
And so as the article says next, still, you can't help but dread this activity. Why was this machine invented anyway? Yeah, a lot of people, when they think about going to the gym or certainly using certain types of gym equipment, like a treadmill, you dread the activity. To dread something is sort of like to hate something, to dislike something, especially when it hasn't happened yet, but you know it's going to happen to you. So it's sort of like that fear or that unhappy feeling before something that you don't want to go through. You might dread going to the dentist. You might dread an exam when you aren't prepared for it. You might dread going to your grandmother's house because she doesn't make very delicious food.
Or she likes to pinch your cheeks.
Or she pinches your cheeks and asks you about your private life.
Mm-hmm.
Or something like, you're like, oh, do we have to? Oh, I really don't want to do it. You're really not looking forward to something. It's something you're not excited about, but it's going to happen.
Yeah, I dread going to the gym sometimes.
Yes, dread going to the gym, and especially if you're running on a treadmill, you kind of feel like one of those mice running on a wheel in a little cage. You're running, but you're not going anywhere. The scenery never changes. You know, anyway, so what about these treadmills? Where did they come from? Why do we use them? And who was the first terrible, evil person to think of one?
Well, let's take a look at our choices.
All
we
right.
have A, it was created to torture prisoners. Okay,
oh my gosh.
Sounds kind of like this answer, because torture here means is to cause or give someone maybe physical pain as a way to punish them.
Mm.
Okay, so for example, I know that sometimes the FBI or CIA, they might torture its capturers, like the people they capture.
Mm-hmm.
So like these people can give them secret information.
Oh, like in a movie when they catch the spy and they're like, tell us the secret plans, and they're hitting him or pulling out his fingernails or using special machines. That's a terrible, terrible thing to do. It's illegal, of course, in most places these days, but it does happen. Back in the old days, though, I guess it was more common.
Yeah.
Torturing prisoners by making them run
That's
on a machine.
Horrible.
It's horrible, and now you think it's weird that people pay to do that now.
Oh, yeah.
People pay to go to gyms when, you know, hundreds of years ago, this is something that only happened if you, you know, killed someone and you went to jail. All right, well, that's possible. It was created to torture prisoners. All right, B, let's look at B. What was the treadmill for? It was created to be a fashionable piece of furniture.
Huh.
Okay.
I wouldn't want to put that in my house.
Yeah, it's a little strange, but, you know, fashion does change. And furniture, well, this is things like tables and chairs and beds and stuff like that that you have in your home. And certain types of furniture are fashionable. Well, lots of things are fashionable because fashionable talks about fashion. It's the adjective that describes things that are either in or out of fashion, generally in fashion. If something is fashionable, it's popular. It's the latest style. I've noticed that this year, this winter, a lot of ladies have been wearing these sort of high-waisted big pants, like 1930s, 1940s style pants. They seem quite fashionable this year. But of course, 5 or 10 years ago, different styles of clothes were popular or fashionable. For example, it was once fashionable for men to have long hair and big mustaches. Yeah, back in the 1970s, you might find a picture of your dad or granddad or something like that. He's got long hair. He's got a big mustache that covers almost his whole mouth. And you might go, what were you doing? And he says, hey, it was fashionable back then. I was cool back then.
Yeah, it might be fashionable in a few years.
It probably will
be.
Things do kind of go in circles.
Fashion does repeat itself, I think.
That's absolutely true.
All right, or let's take a look at choice C. It says, it was created to destroy files.
To destroy files?
Yeah, maybe like documents or something.
Oh, like a paper. paper shredder.
Yeah,
like
probably.
Like a thing in the office, and if you don't want people to read your secret letters, you put it through, it kind of cuts it into tiny pieces.
Maybe you have to run to cut it into pieces, or
so you had
I'm
secretaries
sure.
in an office running
in
on
high
a,
heels.
Running on a, possibly, yeah. I don't know, maybe before electricity and, you know, machines became more common, that's what it was used for. Well, let's look at the article. We do have it next. It says, don't sweat it if you guessed A.
Ah.
Wow. So
okay,
A is
wonder.
The correct answer. And if you guessed it, we have our shortcut for you. It says, don't sweat it. Kind of relax. Be at ease if you guessed A, because that's the right answer. Yeah, don't sweat it. It's a very common and useful term. Let's find out about it in the shortcut for you. Then we'll come back to find out more about treadmills.
Shortcut for you.
Vina, there you are. We should have started 5 minutes ago.
Sorry I'm late, Pat.
Don't sweat it.
I can't help sweating. I ran all the way here.
I can see that, but that's not what I mean. We say don't sweat it to tell people not to worry about something.
That's a relief. Don't sweat it means 别担心。
Exactly. Now relax and get ready.
Pat, we don't have the lesson plan. We can't teach anything.
Oh, I forgot it. Oh, no.
Don't sweat it.
All right, so let's continue reading. It says, the treadmill was invented in 1818 by English engineer Sir William Cubitt as a way to punish prisoners.
Okay. Amazing.
Yeah, so something that we use now, some people happily run on treadmills actually, was once something used to punish people or to punish prisoners. Okay, so Sir William Cubitt, who was he? He was an engineer. Now, an engineer is a person or someone who knows how to design or build machines. More commonly now, these are people who are very good at building computers or computer software, or maybe even the apps on our cell phones and other special things. So these are people who are good at, you know, maybe some design stuff. I don't really understand, but anyway, let's take a look at her sample sentence. We can say, my cousin is an engineer at Google and is working on a new project.
Yeah, engineers are the people who build a lot of the things that we use, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can be a structural engineer and build bridges and buildings, an airplane engineer designs planes, an automotive engineer designs cars, and yeah, you can even have computer engineers, chemical engineers who design new drugs and things like that. So basically, they're putting all the parts together that we need so we can have new stuff. All right, so he was an engineer, and what kind of crazy English engineer brain comes up with a treadmill as a torture device, and what did it look like? Well, it says, originally, the treadmill was a large wooden wheel that had 24 long spokes.
Oh,
okay, so if we're picturing the treadmill in our local gym, it didn't work. It didn't look like that. It might have worked in the same way, basically, but it looked very different. So what we're imagining here is more like a giant bicycle wheel.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine a really big bicycle wheel, okay? And these spokes that they talk about here, we're not talking about speak, spoke, spoken. No, here it's a noun. Spoke is the noun we're talking about. The spoke on a bicycle wheel is one of those wires or kind of sticks or bars that goes from the middle of the wheel, the small circle in the middle, the hub, out to the rim or the outside big wheel. The spoke is what gives the wheel its strength, right? As you're riding your bike, the weight gets spread along these spokes, and that's what stops the wheel from breaking or bending or things like that. So wagon wheels back in the old days of horses and wagons or bicycles today, some cars still might have them, you know, for style or motorcycles. But if you picture a bicycle wheel, those little wires, those little bars that kind of go out like a sun pattern from the inside of the wheel, those are the spokes. And that's what it looked like. So then what happened? You wouldn't like walk on the wheel,
yeah,
like a circus
trick.
Yeah,
interesting. Kind of reminds me of like the little wheels that hamsters use now.
Yeah, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, so let's take a look at the article and see what it says. It says prisoners would stand on top of the wheel and turn it by stepping forward as if going up the stairs.
Okay. So yeah, it's like a treadmill stair machine.
Kind of.
Mixed together. Or, I know, it's like one of those water wheels. That you see like on the old factories and the water falls onto the little cup, the little bucket. And as the water continues to fall, the wheel turns and turns. Except the people were the water.
Yeah, the people were.
Interesting. That sounds evil. But yeah, back in the old days, as it says, this labor was used to power mills and sometimes to grind grain. If you had a river nearby, you could have a water wheel. But if you didn't have a river and you were kind of evil and you wanted to punish people, you could turn people or prisoners into the water that is the labor. Labor is basically something that does work for you. All right. Animals are used as labor. These days, machines are used as labor. People are used as labor, too. If you get a job doing something that might involve your muscles and your body, like lifting boxes or something like that in a warehouse, or construction workers carrying rocks and, you know, building things with their hands, that's labor. Generally, you're using your hands and your muscles and not so much your brain or something like that to do labor. So this labor, this power, this effort, this energy made by the workers or the prisoners was used to power mills and sometimes to grind grain in the same way that water wheels were used in water mills to grind grain.
Right. When you grind something, this verb means to turn something into smaller pieces.
To
make it into smaller pieces. Now, people use these water wheels, or we also call them power mills, to grind something called grain. Grain here is a vocabulary word. It's a noun and it means the seeds of a plant from wheat or corn or rice, and we usually eat it as food. So when we talk about grain, we're talking about like the wheat that makes bread or the things that make other types of food.
Corn, rice, sorghum, barley, oats.
Right. So these are the things that, you know, we eat. For example, we can say the farmer uses the wheat grains to make bread and beer.
Yeah. So if you're making flour, right? Not flour, but like, what's it? Mienfen?
F-L-O-U-R, flour.
You grind wheat grains. You grind it down into that powder. But to grind it, you need labor. You need something.
You need people.
A machine or something like that.
You need a person to be the water and to run on the wheel.
There you go. So I guess they use these prisoners for it. But eventually, at that time and later, people started to have more modern ideas about how we should treat prisoners. It wasn't just about torture. It was like, hey, wait a minute. Maybe we can try to help these people.
Yeah, maybe it's not right.
Instead of punishing them. And yeah, maybe it's not nice to make these prisoners do this work. And people probably got hurt doing it as well, I would imagine. So it says early treadmills were eventually abandoned for being too cruel. And this is what in history we call a good thing. This was a good thing that they were eventually abandoned for being too cruel. Basically, it means treadmills stopped being used because enough people said, that's not nice. If you're being cruel, you're being not nice just because you can be. You're being really mean. It took some time. That's why we use the adverb eventually. It wasn't like the next day someone said, hey, stop it. No, it took a few years maybe. But over some time, after some time had passed, people stopped doing it. Over time, after time passes, this is the idea we're trying to get across when we use this adverb eventually, right? The day will eventually become the night. A child will eventually grow into an adult. And if you keep studying, yes, you will eventually be able to leave high school. I promise. It might take some time, but as time goes by, it will happen. For example, a seed will eventually grow into a plant.
Maybe
a grain plant.
Maybe, and then we'll eat it.
That won't be crushed by a prisoner.
Yes. All right, so these treadmills were abandoned. Okay, when you abandon something, it's a verb, and it means you stop using it or you stop doing this thing before it actually finishes. So, for example, we talked about these treadmills. The wheel, okay, before it actually became something super, super popular, before it became something used, people stopped doing it because it was too cruel. It was too mean. It was it's not very nice for people to do that. For example, we can also abandon also means to leave something and never to return to it again or never use it again. So, for example, sometimes you see abandoned hospitals or abandoned buildings, okay? It means that maybe it was once used or maybe it was being built, but then no one is continuing building it anymore or nobody is using this thing anymore. So that's what abandoned means. We can also say in a sentence, the president abandons the death penalty. That means the president is not going to use the death penalty anymore.
And that also would be a good thing. Yeah. All right, back to the article. So the treadmill was abandoned, at least as it was used in prisons. However, we learn right at the end of the article, when American Dr. Kenneth Cooper reintroduced them in the 1960s as an exercise tool, they became popular once again. So, wow, they kind of disappeared for probably close to 100 years or more. And then someone, this Dr. Cooper guy in America said, wait a minute, that would be a good way to get people to exercise. They don't have to run outside in the rain and the heat. Of course, around the 60s, people were probably a little worried about pollution and things like that. And just the idea of exercising became more popular because more and more people were working in offices and stuff like that. So this guy, I thought this is a good way for people to run without having the trouble of running outside. So there you go. So they're back. They're fun, sort of. They're good for you.
Yeah.
But are they really enjoyable?
I don't know. I don't like it, though. But, for example, in the article, it says today, many people still consider using them as, still consider using them a form of torture, though. Because, like me, I dread going to the gym. I dread the treadmill when I see that. I think, oh, my gosh. For me, I feel the same way. I don't really know if it works for me.
It is still kind of torture. I guess the big difference here is that it's torture we're giving ourselves.
Yeah.
It's not torture that the government is giving you because you were bad. It's a torture you're giving yourself so you look good in a bikini or you fit into those pants that you're too big for now. So as long as you feel like you're doing something, get on that treadmill. Yeah, give it a workout. But if you don't like it, there's the great outdoors. Find a park. Go jog around outside. Or play some sports. There you go. Yeah, ride a horse, play some squash, do something on a treadmill, off a treadmill, and whatever you do, we hope to see you back here soon. But before we finish, we have our chat question.
For you chat.
All right, so we've been talking about treadmills and exercising. Yes, a treadmill is a form of exercise, or running is a form of exercise. Running on a treadmill is a form of running. So how about you, Tiffany? What's your least favorite form of exercise? Of all the types of working out and exercise you can get, which one is bottom of the list, the one you really dislike?
Running. I really dislike running.
So the treadmill thing, it's torture for
you. It's torture for me.
It is.
I don't like running, but I can do things like sports. I can do gym classes like, you know, yoga or
T-Rex aerobics or something like that.
Something fun.
Zumba.
Yeah, something fun for me, or else I don't feel motivated.
Right.
When I see those machines, I dread it.
Yeah.
What about you?
I haven't done this since high school, but weightlifting. I find that kind of boring.
Right.
You know, and you're with all these dudes who are making lots of loud noises and stuff. And I've never really wanted to look like, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger or The Rock or anything like that. I know it's good for you and, you know, a little bit is fine, but just sort of doing it a lot, you know, 3 hours a day, 6 days a week. I've never really done it. And I just kind of go, why do people do that? It seems so hard. And anyways, but they, you know, there's many other types of exercise. As you said, if you can play games, if you can do something you like to do, great. And if you like lifting weights, good for you. If I need someone to open a jar of pickles, I will give you a call with your big muscles. But whatever you do, yeah, get out there, get moving, get working, and we'll see you back here very, very soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Fun facts. After a big meal of pizza, you can barely move. You've eaten so much that you decide to exercise in a bit. You promise yourself you'll run for at least 25 minutes on a treadmill. Still, you can't help but dread this activity. Why was this machine invented anyway? A. It was created to torture prisoners. B. It was created to be a fashionable piece of furniture. C. It was created to destroy files. Don't sweat it if you guessed A. The treadmill was invented in 1818 by English engineer Sir William Cubitt as a way to punish prisoners. Originally, the treadmill was a large wooden wheel that had 24 long spokes. Prisoners would stand on top of the wheel and turn it by stepping forward, as if going up the stairs. This labor was used to power mills and sometimes to grind grain. Early treadmills were eventually abandoned for being too cruel. However, when American Dr. Kenneth Cooper reintroduced them in the 1960s as an exercise tool, they became popular once again. Today, many people still consider using them a form of torture, though.
Vocabulary review.
Barely. After lifting weights at the gym, Neil felt as though he could barely move his arms. Fashionable. This clothing shop is popular because it always sells the most fashionable clothes. Engineer. A number of engineers worked on the design of this new type of machine. Grain. The farmer harvested the grain in his field and sold it. Eventually. Eventually, Terry's parents agreed to let him adopt a puppy. Abandon. The president abandoned his plan to change the law after people voted to keep it in place.